With over 6 million listens and thousands of subscribers each and every year, William Hill lead the way in sports betting podcasts. To subscribe, search William Hill in the iTunes Music Store or listen via audioboom.com. In Play Radio from William Hill, your eyes on a world of sport.
Arsenal in pretty good nick at the moment, Dave. The third in the Premier League. They got a slightly fortunate draw with PSG in the first game of the Champions League, but they looked so impressive against Chelsea at the weekend, largely because I think Chelsea are struggling a little bit, but they should be, well, I was going to say they should be making light work of Basel here, but they are top of the Swiss Super League, Dave. Am I possibly underestimating Basel here?
I don't think so. They're top of the Swiss Super League, but it's the Swiss Super League. And they are 9 for 9. They've got a goal difference of plus 22, so they will pose a minor threat to Arsenal on Wednesday night. But you're right to pinpoint that performance against Chelsea, because not only did they win that game 3-0, they won it against a team that have troubled them immensely in the past 5 or 6 years. It was a big mental hurdle that they cleared on Saturday, given how poor their record against Chelsea has been in recent times. I'm not sure Arsenal are as good as they looked on Saturday, or Chelsea are as bad as they looked on Saturday. I think it was just one of those matches where Arsenal played their absolute best. Arsenal will never play as well as that again, I don't think. And Chelsea, without John Terry, I said it on the punt at the weekend,
yeah,
without John Terry, they don't have a clue defensively. David Luiz was getting pulled all over the place. David Luiz doesn't know how, when someone picks up the ball in that number 10 slot just to drop off, he charges in like a bull in a china shop, dives in, and for the third goal, I think it was, he was the problem.
Mm.
Dived in, missed the tackle, they went in behind and scored easily. So I'm not sure what if John Terry is going to be back for the weekend for Chelsea, but check the team news, because he is still vitally important for them. Basel drew at home to Ludogorets in their first game in the group, and you mentioned that draw Arsenal got away from home against PSG. I think, weirdly, that performance or that result was the catalyst for what's happened subsequently with Arsenal. Getting that point was such a huge fillip for them that they've been able to produce in the Premier League and in the EFL Cup subsequently. I don't want to bat them at such a short price, though. What were they, 4-11?
Yeah.
They should win, but again, it's a similar scenario to City. I'd look elsewhere just to get a little bit of extra value here. And the man that I'm going to focus on is Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah.
He, I think, will score first in this game. And that is 7-2. For him to score first. He's a beast when he's fully fit, isn't he? You know, he really is. Quick, powerful, be a big factor in this match. 7 of the last 8 Champions League goals Arsenal have scored have been scored by either Sanchez or Olivier Giroud. And Olivier Giroud is an absentee because he was sent off in that game against PSG. So the onus will fall on Sanchez here. He's got 4 in his last 3, scored first against Hull and against Chelsea. He's one of the best players in the Premier League, and he's going to be playing in that number 9 role in this match as well. So Alexis Sanchez 7-2 to score first, I absolutely love. Weirdly as well, I'm not going to factor this into my betting strategy here, but Basel are unbeaten away from home against English clubs in the Champions League. They've won 1 and drawn 4, so if you are thinking about taking a very short price on Arsenal, do bear that in mind. I wouldn't back Arsenal at 4-11 against many teams, in all honesty. And I'm not going to back them against a team that's 9 from 9 in their league domestically with a goal difference of plus 22. Alexis Sanchez, 7-2 to score first in the game. And if you are having a glance through the Basel goal scorers here, Seydou Doumbia is 9-1 to score first or last, 12-5 to score any time. He played fleetingly for Newcastle. I can't remember that, but he did play a few games for Newcastle, having spent the majority of his career at CSKA Moscow. He's got 6-8 for the club this season. since his move. So Seydou Doumbia might be worth a look at 12-5, but I'm going with Alexis Sanchez, first goal, 7-2.
Yeah, he's in fine form, Alexis Sanchez, at the moment.
Where would you rank him in top, in terms of Premier League players?
Premier League players?
Yeah, would it,
top, only behind Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. Ahead of Paul Pogba, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, then?
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, on the world stage, I'd say there's only probably the likes of Ronaldo, Messi, Aguero, probably in front of Sanchez at the moment. Mm. He's a real good player on his game.
Oh, really fantastic. I think a lot of last season he struggled with injury, and you could tell that he's one of those players that they've always said this about Alexis Sanchez. He will bust a gut on the practice pitch, and that often carries over onto the Premier League pitch, if you will. And sometimes he's fatigued and he doesn't know how to throttle back, just to gear back slightly, and it affects his play. But when he's on, he is really on, and at the moment he's flying. So Alexis Sanchez, 10-11 to score in this game.
Yeah,
I mean, Arsenal at home against Basel, he should get one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.